Squad? Mizzy World Entertainment is excited to bring and present episode 4 of Topic Tuesday, where I'm breaking down the street legacy of Demetrius Big Meech Flannery. Welcome back to Topic Tuesday. So I've seen how you guys been just, like I said, been giving the Albert Alpo Martinez street legacy so many views, been arguing in the comments section. It's just doing awesome. And I hope that you guys continue this trend with my legacies for these street dudes. And we moving into one that was very popular. I asked my fans, should I speak on the street legacy of Larry Hoover? Who we have Kanye and Drake about to do a concert to put on Light How He Should Be Released. Or Big Meech, who really did just get announced that his 30-year sentence was reduced by, I believe, like 3 years. So good news on his part, but let's get into the winner in my debate of who should I do a street legacy on of Demetrius Big Meech Flannery. Now, to start it off, Big Meech and his brother, Southwest T, Terry Flannery, started their drug operations in the late 80s, selling 50 bags of cocaine in high school in Detroit. I don't know which school they went to in Detroit, and I just want to say this about the city of Detroit. When it comes to the drug game, it's just like any other sports. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if you're a sports fan, every city, their sports represent what type of city they are. LA, New York, they got flashy, high-flying teams that's going up and down. You go to Philly, Boston, Detroit, you got gritty teams. And that's what the streets are. You feel what I'm saying? When you look at LA gangbangers compared to New York hustlers, those dudes are flashy. They got Jerry Curls or they got big, you know what I'm saying, gold rope chains. But when you really look at the gangsters from Philly to Boston to Baltimore to Detroit, even Chicago, I want to shout out Chicago, but Detroit, they're blue-collar dudes. You feel what I'm saying? They really in the streets, they gritty, and they get to it. Dudes ain't getting down because, oh, you might have hit my chick. People ain't killing people because you hit my girl or because such and such said you try and set me up. No, we really going through things. You dig what I'm saying? So let's get into the street legacy of Demetrius Big Meech Flannery. You dig what I'm saying? Now, like I said, they started their, the Flannery brothers started their organization in the late 80s. You feel what I'm saying? They selling bags of 50 bags of cocaine in high school. I'm pretty sure they got each other back. They in there beating mugs up. You feel what I'm saying? But then they slowly start to graduate and grow and promote in the game. That's the thing that people don't realize. In any walk of life, if you just cool with the entry-level position, that's the thing that you're going to be. If you cool standing on a corner, that's what you're going to be. If you cool stocking shelves, that's what you're going to be. If you cool shoveling poop, that's what you're going to be. But if you want more and you got the grind, the work ethic, and the will for it, there's nothing that's stopping you. There's nothing that's stopping you. And by the early 2000s, let's say 2000, because by 2001, the Flannery brothers, They got a little division going. You feel what I'm saying? But we're going to get into that. By the early 2000s, they have a drug distribution ring that is across the nation. They got it on smash by 2000. You feel what I'm saying? And they running it like Amazon. You dig what I'm saying? You had Terry Flannery, Southwest T, out L.A. dealing with the receiving end. He's taking in all the shipments from the cartels that they connected with in Mexico. He's getting it into LA, then he's getting it to his brother who's running the distribution center in Atlanta, who's getting it out to the wholesalers across the country from Bama to North Carolina to Florida. Like, they had so many locations. Detroit, bro, they had so many locations, they just couldn't infiltrate like other bigger cities like Chicago, Philly, New York, of course, because you already got established wholesalers there. You feel what I'm saying? But they had Bama, Mississippi, North Carolina, Kansas, they had their fingerprints all over the nation. You dig what I'm saying? And like I said, they had it running like Amazon. Southwest T was running the receiving end in Cali, and then you had Big Meech running the distribution end in Atlanta. You dig what I'm saying? But when you have so much success, you racking up wins, you racking up trophies, guess what happens? Division comes. Who's really the leader? Is it Southwest T who's running the receiving end? Or is it Big Meech who's in the trenches and running the distribution end? Who is it? It's Shaq and Kobe. It's Phil Jackson, Michael Jordan. It's Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. It's Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. Who deserves more credit? And eventually, a split has to arise for them to see who it's really on. You dig what I'm saying? Which I feel like we never got truly an answer to that in the Flannery Brothers Black Mafia family story of who was really it. Big Meech was the name because he was the dude that actually started the Black Mafia Family Entertainment LLC to launder their money. He was the dude that was in the forefront. He was the dude throwing the shows. He was the dude seen with Diddy, seen with Jay-Z. He was the dude seen with Fab. He's the dude seen with all these artists, Trina. You feel what I'm saying? Of course, he's the face. But being the face doesn't mean that you're the guy. And Southwest T probably felt as though he had just as much to do with their success as Big Meech. Because from what I heard, not from what I heard, but according to the transcripts given out by the DEA, who eventually indicted both of them in 2005, they had 900 pages of transcripts of Southwest T talking about Big Meech and how his partying and his lifestyle was going to bring down the organization. Now let's move into the downfall of the organization. In 2005, the DEA indicts both Flannery brothers. They target the Black Mafia family by targeting the Flannery brothers, and they plead guilty. And I think 2007, they take a plea deal for 30 years apiece, and they get sentenced to 30 years apiece in 2008 when their sentence starts. So all this is really a culmination of the violence that was going on, only where Big Meech was. I'm sorry, but it was a culmination of the violence that was going on in 04, 05. Then they get indicted, and all that violence was happening in Atlanta and coming back to the Black Mafia family. You dig what I'm saying? Blue Da Vinci, that shooting, the shooting with Gucci Mane. I'm going to break all those down as I keep going, but when you really think about the downfall of the Black Mafia family, it was more so them putting the Black Mafia family on the forefront with their legitimate LLC that they wanted to create in the Black Mafia Family Entertainment, but that's also used so deep in that people can't be getting stabbed when you're around all the time. People can't be getting shot when you're around all the time. People can't be getting killed and being connected with you all the time. You feel what I'm saying? So when you think about Blue Da Vinci drops BMF's Is the World, BMF Is the World's or something like that, but he had an album that was nominated for a Source Award. You feel what I'm saying? So when you got that spotlight, but you literally are distributing cocaine throughout multiple states across the nation, it's only a matter of time till the DEA get enough evidence to kick them doors down and send them indictments down. You dig what I'm saying? It's only a matter of time. But what I like to shine a light on when it comes to specific people and their legacy in the streets is the violent side. And I want to break down how, yes, they got violent. They were violent in Detroit because Detroit is a violent city, just like Philly. They got violent towards the end in Atlanta. But when you think about, according to the DEA, them making $275 million in their reign, in their five-year reign, for you to think about, they only had about five, six shootings around that time. That is amazing. That is amazing. But let's get into those violent incidents. The first incident that arises as they're running everything and Big Meech is really just growing and being known for being around known entertainers. You feel what I'm saying? Fab, Trina, Diddy, Jay. You know what I'm saying? He's everywhere. Then 03, it's an allegation that he's the one that killed Diddy's ex-bodyguard, I think Wolf Jones, and then Rizzy Gertie. So he was questioned about that, never indicted on it, because he was actually also shot in that altercation, shot in the butt, and he said that he was running away from the gunshots. When you get shot in the butt, 9 times out of 10, you probably was running away from something. Who's to say what or who was throwing them shots? That's not for me to say. You dig what I'm saying? But that was the first incident. The next incident was in 04. Didn't involve him. I think the next few incidents really didn't involve him. They were just involving people that were associated with Big Meech. And there was really no news around Southwest T at this time. He was keeping a low-key name. You feel what I'm saying? It's just, once you start looking into Big Meech and then you seeing, oh, his partner, Southwest T, you you gotta look into the partner. You dig what I'm saying? But the most renowned, most known incident was the 05 incident. In 2005, Big Meech, BMF, and Young Jeezy send four dudes to rob Gucci Mane at a stripper's home that he just met earlier that day. Unknown to them, unbeknownst to them, Gucci Mane was strapped and ready to bust that thing, and he shoots one of the robbers. The other three flee, and he beats the murder charge off of self-defense, which is clear as day. If you got four people running up on you with guns, and you got a gun on you, you're going to let that thing rip regardless if it's legal or not. You dig what I'm saying? So that was the most known incident surrounding BMF, but then that also kind of put like a huge spotlight on. You can't really say that there's not some type of accumulation or some type of tie-in between that 05 shooting and then them being indicted in 05 and ultimately convicted in 08. You dig what I'm saying? So for me, I'm gonna tell you this. In the streets, BMF is respected. The streets is with BMF. Everybody that wanna argue the Albert Alpo Martinez thing in my comment section, the streets, real street dudes that run the jails, that run outside, they didn't respect Rico. They didn't respect Alpo. That's why he had to come home and be a construction worker. And then he still eventually got down from the rumor is he got down because he was messing with somebody's girl. But regardless, you know what I'm saying? The streets are with Big Meech and BMF. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to Southwest T getting released in 2020 due to the COVID-19 thing. Shout out to Big Meech for getting the sentence reduced by 3 years. I think now he's able to be released in 2028. That's only 7 years. You stay on, well, you get some good behavior because he was denied early release for the same reason that Southwest T was granted early release, because he's walking around the jail still saying, telling people that he was an ex-drug kingpin. Got caught with a phone, got caught with drugs, got caught with a weapon. Like, the dude still in the jails, you know what I'm saying, being Big Meech. Chill, bro, so you can come home. Free Big Meech. The streets is with you. And I'm going to tell you this. When you have been known to make $250 million in your $275 million in your drug career, and you only got, what, like 5-6 bodies allegedly around you? That's the tip of the cap. And that's the people that we glorify. People don't have to get down all the time. That's probably 10 times the amount of money that Rico made, but Rico, or Alpo, in that matter, was convicted for 13 homicides and should have never came home. Free Big Meech. And stop arguing about that clown Alpo in my comment section. Peace. Y'all know what it is? Topic Tuesday, episode 3, the legacy of Big Meech. The streets is with Big Meech, and the streets respect Big Meech. You dig what I'm saying? Y'all want Larry Hoover next? Let me know. Y'all know what it is? Topic Tuesday, Mizzy World Entertainment. Gang.